Welcome to the Good Energy Doctor and Life is a Gift, Live It podcast. I am Dr. Hannah Klein and I'm your host. Let's explore together how to live a life where we feel good and happy and grateful pretty much all the time, and explore together how to get to that place and the things inside of us that need to change for that to happen. What you think and how you feel attracts to you. It is time to leave the reality you might live in, where there's never enough money and resources, or where you disrespect your body's needs, have superficial relationships, bad health, and despair and anger about the state of humanity and the world. You want to truly live with joy and purpose. Come along. Today we're going to explore a question from one of the listeners that I think also resonate with a lot of other people. I just lost my job. I really don't know what is next. Everyone is pushing me and pressuring me. You have to get a job quickly. How are you going to finance your life? How are you going to pay the mortgage? What are you going to do? And I really don't know. It is a very important time when you're standing at that fork in the road. What is the next step? And yes, all your surroundings are going to be curious, be worried for you, come with good ideas, but you should really go inward. Go inward and ask the question, what will make me happy to work with? Now, don't look at, I should be doing these things, a natural next step in my career, etc., etc., should be this and that. Evaluate where you've been before, what you loved, what you didn't love, what kind of people you want to have around you, what kind of work you think you would thrive with, what kind of salary you would want to have, or income, or maybe you're going to start a business. You see, every fork in the road opens up new possibilities, and it's not about anyone else. It is about you and you. So when you say, oh my God, I hated working in this place. I really don't like other people bossing me around all the time. Maybe that is saying something. Maybe right now is a good time for you to think of something that is your own business. Yes, but I don't know anything. I have no ideas. Just go with it. Try to go into that inner place inside of you and feel. Feel what you want to feel. Feel what you, who you want to be in that next step. Because you're going to see if you can really walk the walk and talk the talk. If you can really step into the feeling you want to have in your everyday life. If you're working independently or working for someone else, you will be able to attract that, but you have to feel it. Now, I'm not saying just sit around and feel all day long, but you need to give yourself the opportunity to really feel what you want. Think about it and feel. Feel what it's going to feel like to wake up in the morning, how you're going to be joyously jumping out of bed. Ah, I'm going to go to work. You see? But you have to feel it. Not, oh, that could never happen to me. Oh, no, no. I just have to brace myself and be a proper citizen and work hard. And no. You see, you don't have to save the world with what you're doing. You have to contribute the most you can of yourself. And that could be to be the breakfast host at a hotel. You may not earn a lot of money, but you feel like you're starting other people's day by being a joyful presence. Everyone can do little, small things all the time. See what I mean? So go inward and then start planting. Why? By going inward every day and feeling what it is you want to attract, what you want to live. You have already formulated for yourself. I want to have a job where I'm respected, where I get well paid for my efforts, and where I feel like it can make a difference. That, for instance, could be it. But if even a small little part of you thinks that is unachievable, work first on your feeling that this works, and you will see that you will see the right ad. You will talk to people. Say, I'm looking for next in my life. And you simply work with people. Isn't that amazing? You're thinking, I have now a whole new opportunity. Which means you don't sit all day long just watching movies. No. You walk around and enjoy yourself if you want to. And laugh. And you dance and you sing to get yourself into that good place so you can attract good things. And you talk to your friends and you look at ads online and you try to think of potentially a new business idea, and you sit down and sketch it out. That is what you're required to do. You have to required to plant, and you will see that good things will grow. Good luck. Life is a gift. You gotta live it to the fullest. Let's explore together how that can really happen. How we can be so full of joy, so full of gratitude, so full of this inner source of good energy coming into us, even when we are in challenging situations. So please take a moment after you have listened to this podcast and try to implement some of the ideas in it into your life and tell your friends about it. It is so important for us that the world becomes a better place. And that could only be with healthier, happier, and more purposeful people in it.